are.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Local Edition.
On a Friday evening, I'm your host, Patricio Robayo. We have a special show for you tonight. In the second half of the show, we'll learn more about the Radio Catsco music sale that's happening tomorrow. But first, tonight on the Local Edition, we're talking with one of the true legends of rock, Hart. Fronted by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson, Hart has been shaping the sound of music for 5 decades with timeless anthems like Barracuda, Magic Man, and Alone. Now, after overcoming health challenges and proving once again what resilience looks like, Hart is back on the road with the Royal Flush Tour. And on Saturday, August 30th, they'll be performing at the historic Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, right on the site of Woodstock 69. I had the honor of speaking with Nancy Wilson about what it feels like to be back on tour, the bond with her sister Anne, playing in the shadow of Woodstock, and what keeps them going after all these years as icons, not just in rock, but as trailblazers for women in music. Here's my conversation with Nancy Wilson of Hart. Now that you're back on tour, I'm back on the Royal Flush Tour, I'm sure it has been a sort of an emotional return back since you had to postpone the tour last year. So what has been sort of the emotional and creative energy of the 2025 Royal Flush Tour, especially, like I said, after everything you and Anne have been through and navigated these past couple of months?
Yeah, that's a great question. It has been very emotionally gratifying, rewarding. You know, we feel like the luckiest rock people on the planet because the universe could have shut us down, you know, yeah. But the universe said, okay, once Anne kicked the ass of cancer and, you know, we got permission again, you know, the universe gave us permission to continue with our life's work. And so this was particularly gratifying and victorious feeling and emotionally, you know, just happy. We're just happy to do it. And it's really been amazing getting back out there after the postponement, because it's all the sweeter to get out into, you know, under the stars in these summer nights. And the whole family is showing up. Every generation is showing up to our shows. So it's really feeling like a wonderful celebration of rock, you know, that we can be among the few and final rock bands that are kind of roaming the earth today.
Yeah.
And, you know, out there playing completely live music, 100% live music. And conducting these lovely sing-alongs every night, it's really good.
Yeah, you know, you and Anne have been icons really for decades, you know, and you're still performing live music. What continues to ignite your passion for performing in front of live audiences?
Well, you know, there's something about it's so different about playing a really live concert because it's one time only the way it happens in that particular moment. And the energy, the electricity, you know, people come to see live music, I think, for that same reason. There's a million thrills to be had when the electric spark is exchanged in the moment between, you know, musicians and the people that come to sing along and bring their kids. And that's how it's been feeling, like kind of like a big, you know, beautiful campfire, you know, like a glorified sing along around a big rock and roll campfire. It's just, it's been lovely. And you know, it's never an easy thing to be on a rock tour. And especially when you're not a spring chicken either, you know, so the travel part is really the hardest part. Just getting from point A to B in a tour bus, and there's potholes, and the sleep is hard to get, and decent food is really hard to get. But when you get on that live stage and you share that experience, it makes everything worthwhile.
Yeah, and speaking about going on the stage, you're coming on stage on August 30th. You're playing Bethel Woods. It's not the first time you graced the stage there, but how does it feel playing, you know, in the shadow of the original 1969 Woodstock stage, and what does that mean for you personally and professionally?
Well, that is a real magical space to play music in because of the history of the place, obviously. And I've always loved playing there because you feel that spirit. You feel the spirit of the love movement that was happening that year and how much it was like a... I remember being a kid in Seattle, and we were too young to try to... We didn't have any jobs or money at the time. We were still in school. But Woodstock was happening, and we just desired, with all of our, you know, all of our wishes to ever... If I could just take up a collection and hitchhike across the country and get to Woodstock, you know, it would be the coolest, you know, moment of my life. But we were not, we never raised enough money quick enough, and we were not old enough to go anyway. Our parents said no, but it was like, it was a calling, you know, to a cultural kind of a flash mob, really, in the late 60s. And it was a calling for peace and love, you know, during a time when there was really cruel war was in Vietnam was raging. And a lot of our friends and schoolmates had enlisted or been drafted into the Vietnam War. So it was a real important time for music to call upon, you know, to to raise the awareness about, you know, a peaceful plan for the future in the world.
Now, you know, like, I just want to go back and out a little bit, if you don't mind, you know, talking about Anne. I hope, you know, I'm glad that she's doing better now and returning to the stage, you know, after a battle with cancer and the surgery and the treatment after that. So, you know, seeing your sister go through that and being family members, you know, supporting each other through that period, you know, what has that taught you about resilience and bond and purpose of your life? Because obviously it seems like your purpose is to sing and play guitar.
That's right. I mean, it is really a lucky thing. I realize just more and more, you know, the more advanced in age I become, it's like, wow, how I have 25-year-old twin boys, right, who are right now are trying to find their joy, you know, find their bliss, find their own path and their career path, and, you know, try to figure out in their life what makes them, what's going to be fulfilling for them to do in the world, in the workforce. And being as young as I was, and me and Anne both were getting started in music so young, it was a calling, and Anne had this God-given talent of voice, and I had this burning desire to become proficient on the guitar from 9 years old, you know, and so it was like, the course was set, and I feel so completely grateful, you know, blessed and lucky to have had that direction from such a young age and know what we wanted to do. And we were able to actually get out there, become the competent musicians at an early age, do all of the 10,000 hours, you know, that it takes to become confident to begin with, and get out there and succeed on the roller coaster up and down. But still, after 50 years, there's a legacy that exists that's really strong today. And the songs are really the hallmark of you know, any music organization, any rock band out there, any band that people love. It's really for the songs. The songs are the things that last longer than we last. You know, they're bigger than we are. So it's cool. Like, you see so many bands that are not even original members that are out there, or just even tribute bands that get a lot of business because the songs are so important to people's lives. They're the soundtrack, you know, to people's lives. And they are also healing, you know, they help people heal and get through the hardships of our lives. And songs are there for us in that way. So it's just a joyful time in heart for this legacy to be out, you know, like I said, just sharing the magic.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Local Edition, and we have a special guest with us, Nancy Wilson from Heart, talking about their upcoming concert that's happening tomorrow at Bethel Woods. Heart has been such a powerful force, not just in rock, but in really, I think, paving the way for women in music. Now, looking back, you know, what does it mean to you to be considered, you know, an icon for women who want to step into the space that's, you know, often and still is a lot of times dominated by men?
You know, it's so interesting because that question has been more and more frequent, you know, as we've gone along, because there's been more and more change and more successful women out there in the business world, in the corporate world, you know, in all levels of the workforce, including entertainment and music. And it's, you know, we never walked into this thinking like, we want to break a glass ceiling. You know, we were just driven just by, you know, because the Beatles came out when we were little kids, and the Beatles just drove us to our calling. It was just like we were aimed like a pistol from the minute we already had music in our family, lots of singing and playing piano and harmony singing and ukuleles and aunts and uncles and grandparents. So we had all the gifts given to us in musical family to walk, just to go straight into music with. And the calling was loud and clear. And but the fact that we were women didn't even register in our minds at the beginning. We were just little kids, so we had no sexual identity to conform to at the beginning. So we just went ahead like the military brats that we are, you know. We just joined forces and, you know, took no prisoners.
You know, it's like just keep on the subject here. You know, so many younger female musicians, you know, cite Heart as an inspiration, and when you see this new generation rising, you know, and you know, do you reflect on your own role? Like you mentioned, like at that time, you weren't really thinking about breaking barriers; just wanted to be out there. But what advice would you offer the young female artists of today?
Well, my standard reply is, I'd turn back if I were you, because there's lions and tigers and bears out there in the wilds of the music industry, the entertainment industry. Unless you are burning up with the desire to go ahead and sacrifice all kinds of stuff you're probably not even thought of before, like how to raise a family and have a career where you travel for your career, you know, how to navigate that, how to balance the work and the private life of each other. But I think what's happening these days in music is interesting and not very helpful to young up and coming musicians that have, you know, that are burning up to do it, because the social media landscape is so, so privatized now. There's not a big communal feeling with music and how stuff was in the time of Woodstock. You know, there was, it was, there was a flash mob mentality almost every time a new Beatle album came out, or you would line up for Led Zeppelin. Never did any promotion. Their all of their shows sold out. They never had a hit, a single on the radio. It was all the communal spirit of music fans everywhere that joined forces, and the word of mouth was strong. It was a groundswell. It was a, you know, not even underground. It was a cultural flash mob. And now everybody is so kind of stuck in their own, you know, devices, in their own screens, their own individual screens and devices that they're looking at, that they're all separate. Everyone's more isolated. There's no kind of communal spirit surrounding, you know, the enjoyment and the sharing of music now. So what I've got going on is to try to help with that for great young musicians coming up is a roadcase management company where I'm trying to help get visibility around a couple of these young new artists that are really competent, really, really talented. And you probably got a link to the roadcase management company I'm talking about, or you should have got a link for some of our young artists you can mention if you want to mention.
Oh, definitely. I definitely will mention it towards the end of the interview when I do an outro. That's great that you are actively out there, you know, encouraging and supporting young artists.
Yes, because it's harder than ever, I think.
Yeah, definitely. With so many things, like, you know, when artists now put out a record, what does exactly mean anymore? Because of social media,
because of streaming, everyone's in their own private silo, and they like what they like, and it's really hard to get the word out at all, you know, for anybody to share, unless you know some, you know, that's the last remnant of really, you know, getting the word out on these young new artists.
Yeah. Now, you know, since, I mean, at this stage in your life, is there a dream or a collaboration or creative idea that you haven't pursued yet but still want to or still hold close to?
Yeah. Actually, I've just started talking to some friends about doing a duet album. I want to do an acoustic guitar album. People have asked me to do that, acoustic instrumental. So I might do a version of duets and acoustic, you know, album after this tour, because I've already started talking to some different people about lending a hand for that. Like, you know, there's a lot of people like young, you know, kind of a couple of the people on Roadcase Management War on Drugs. I've got a duet already with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. I'm going to ask people to chime in with me and see what sticks.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, you know, just looking at the head at the Bethel Woods concert that's happening on August 30th, you know, how do you want this moment, not only the concert on Saturday, but also the tour in general, to resonate with both, not only like your longtime fans, but also the new ones, you know, yet to discover you, or parents who are bringing their kids for the first time to see you. You know, what do you want from this moment in life?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you nailed it. That's exactly what I want, is what's happening. You know, there's 9-year-old kids out there air guitaring for Barracuda, you know, and there's college age kids that came in and discovered us in the 80s, and then the original fans that have come with us since the mid-70s. So it's really a cross-generational, a multi-generational rock show, among the, you know, the last of the real rock shows you can go to. So it's kind of a sweet, lovely, it's a rock show, but it's also got a lot of the aspirational kind of romantic, poetic, emotional stuff as well. So it's not just, you know, it's multifaceted, emotional, heavy-duty, cool, fun rock show.
You know, this is something that just came to my mind, and I hope I'm not taking any more of your time, but, you know, you mentioned about the acoustic album that you may be working on. You know, as a guitar player, do you practice every day? Do you have a guitar with you everywhere you go? Or at this point, you know what you're doing and when it comes to the guitar and don't pick it up as often? I'm just curious, what is your process now?
Well, I don't practice per se because I have to save up my digits for the show. Kind of like when you know, you don't play all the time because especially when I play more acoustic, which is more difficult, you know, it's a lot more of a effort to play acoustic than it is to play electric guitar. And I play both, but I'm known for acoustic. So it's, you know, it's something to kind of save up for. But I have a lot of ideas, a lot of acoustic instrumental ideas and song ideas. When I'm between tours, I have a studio at my house, and I like to tinker a lot with guitar just for fun, but mainly for creative writing and stuff, never practicing.
Yeah, right. Well, Nancy, you know, you said the Heart Concert is this Saturday at Bethel Woods. The return of the Royal Flush Tour happening this Saturday. It goes all the way to the end of the year. Nancy, is there anything else I haven't talked about that you would like our listeners to know about?
No, I think we really covered a lot in a pretty short time. Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate you getting the word out there. And yeah, well, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And I look forward to the concert. And just say, Nancy, it's been an honor to talk to you. I've been a fan for many years. It's just really an honor to just talk to me is rock royalty. So I do really appreciate this conversation.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Well, you know, we try. We try harder.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
We get out there, we do.
Yeah. And it's fantastic to see that Anne's doing well and she's back out on stage. Doing what she loves, doing what you both love together.
It's
special.
A beautiful thing to be able to get, be doing that right now. Yeah, well, great. Take good care of yourself and see you out there.
Yep, see you out there. Thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Patricio. Bye.
Thank you to the Sullivan County Democrat for making that interview happen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I have another special guest coming into the studio to talk about our music sales coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. It's the local edition. It's Friday. I'm Patricio Roballo. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
I'm very concerned about the public health security of the United States. I'm concerned about the individual health of people. I'm also very concerned that the erosion of scientists, not only at CDC, but also at FDA, NIH, and frankly, in academia, that we really are losing the people who know how to do this.
I'm Rachel Abrams. That's Today on the Daily from the New York Times.
Hey there, I'm Kimberly Izar, reporter at Radio Catskill, reminding you that Pints for Public Radio is happening this Sunday. Join the Radio Catskill crew for an afternoon of brews, beats, and community spirit, all to benefit our station. Drink beer, support public radio, it's that simple. Come raise a glass at Pints for Public Radio, 2 to 5 this Sunday at Catskill Brewery. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Local Edition on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo, and I have a special guest in the room with me today. We just had Nancy Wilson. Now we have another rock legend. We have the one and only Jason Dole.
Hey, I'm here. I'm ready to rock out on a very busy weekend. We've got a lot going on this weekend.
Oh, I just did the social media post the other day, and it was, wow, we have a great way to end the summer. So we have like mini golf happening right now. And then we have tomorrow the music sale. And then on Sunday, we have Catskill Brewery benefit.
Pints for Public Radio.
Pints for Public Radio.
The big thing that I really want everybody to know right now is just to remember that we do have our music sale. If you ever get confused about this, you might be because this is our biggest fundraising event of the year. It's spread out over three different in-person events as well as different online sales we do with the music sale. So this is the second of three events that we have all year. We bookend the summer with two music yard sales that happen here at the station. The big sale will be Thanksgiving weekend, but you don't want to miss this one happening tomorrow going from 10 to 3 here at the studios. You're going to be able to find a lot of good deals if you're looking for physical media, looking for CDs, records, vinyl. We've got it. We've got the equipment to play it. And for the first time, I can say we have refurbished. We have items that have been refurbished so they can actually be ready to play your records or tapes. There may not be a lot of them, but big thanks to volunteer Kenny for all the work that he's put into getting that up to shape. So 10 to 3 music yard sale, and also good vibes. Like, I don't want to sound corny, but the when we've been doing these music yard sales since we've been doing them here at the station, they just feel good. I just feel good about the world after I've been here at the music sale.
It's great to see it, you know, not only folks coming by to buy records, but also coming by to the station and seeing that. And that's how we met Kevin, this great volunteer who's helping refurbish some of the things. He came to the last music sale and just said, hey, how can I help? And now he's helping. He's being part of the music sale. And it's some great finds. I've been going to our little community room here and
taking a sneak peek preview. The other cool things about it that makes you feel good about it is like all this stuff that we're selling, it comes from listeners just like you. People have been donating all through the summer, and people will keep donating like all through the year. But right now, at this point, we're not looking for any donations before tomorrow. We just want you to come out and then pick up some other donations and make room for the next donation.
Yeah.
So it comes from the community. It goes back to the community and all benefits Radio Catskill. And then tomorrow, after all of this adventure, I'm going to need a drink. So come out and get me a drink at Pints for Public Radio. It's really not about me. It's about everybody coming out and just buying beer at the Catskill Brewery. And this is happening tomorrow at the Catskill Brewery, going from 2 to 5, and they'll donate some of their proceeds to Radio Catskill, and they're always very generous when they do something like this. So please come out to that as well, and bring a friend. We want to pack the place, and it's not just a chance again to support us financially, but it's really just great to. It's your chance to stand with Radio Catskill, take a stand, and raise a glass.
Yeah, that's exactly. So you know, we got defunded by Congress, so Congress defunded us, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, this is not only buying records, but as I said, it's the community come together and showing support for us. And I said, anything that's purchased here supports the radio station's efforts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the details are up at WJFFradio.org. It's WJFFradio.org for all the times, locations, everything. It's there. Or just come on out to the radio station tomorrow between 10 to 3 or the Catskill Brewery between 2 to 5 on Sunday.
Yeah, at the Catskill Brewery in Livingston Manor. So anyway, again, Jason Dole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Music sales today. I hope everyone had a good time or is having a good time at mini golf. And see you guys Saturday or Sunday. Again, this has been the Local Edition. Lucy, have a good night. Everyone else, stay safe. And I'll see many of you tomorrow at the music sale. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Support comes from the Jeffersonville Area Chamber of Commerce's Sunday Market, running weekly behind Jeffersonville Bake Shop, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., featuring local farmers, artists, makers, and community organizations with live music and family-friendly activities, Memorial Day through Labor Day. More information at jeffersonvilleny.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. CalicoonTheater.com.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.